You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Are you ready? I want you to say it with me. It's about that time. Let's do this. Hey, yo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome to Time Out with Eric Slaughter on this beautiful Saturday afternoon in Atlanta. 402 coming to you live from the Kia Studios. Going to be with you until about 7:30. And we'll turn this thing over to Atlanta United pre-game as the Five Stripes are on the road up in Nashville, up in Music City. And they'll be taking on Nashville FC later tonight. But for now, we have a whole lot of things to talk about. Man, we're going to have some fun. We're going to chop this thing up. 404-726-0929. Boy, I've been waiting to get in here. I have not slept. I mean, how can you sleep when there's so much great sports going on this Labor Day weekend? I was out last night at a high school football game, left my game, got to Taco Mac just in time to watch most of the fourth quarter of Georgia Tech, Colorado. Congratulations to the Yellow Jackets for pulling out that huge road victory, 27-20 over the Coach Primes, otherwise known as the Colorado Buffaloes. I did not see, like I said, I was at a high school football game, a great game. Congratulations to Jones County. Came up to Hampton and won a good game last night. And I was like, man, it's 10:30. Let me get to a bar. Let me get to anything. I would have went to the Walmart if they were showing the game. But I got to Taco Mac, sat down, got some wings. Fourth quarter, I was like, man, I might get an overtime out of this. But no, because Georgia Tech's defense held on. I was not very impressed with what I saw out of Caden Slater, the transfer from Liberty. I was like, can we put the Georgia boy in? Maybe he can throw a pass that actually gets completed, because he didn't look too good. I don't know what Colorado has this year as far as offensive skill sets, but I know Juju Lewis, who I've seen throw about 100 touchdowns here in the state of Georgia, was like, I can do better than this.
Yeah, I was watching that game last night, and that was kind of my same takeaway was, and granted, it's his first game, so I'm being a little overreact.
It's whose first game?
Well,
Caden Slater, Salter, whatever his name is, he played about 40 games.
Well, no, I'm saying the first game in Colorado. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you playing at Liberty, you going up playing, and Colorado's a little bit different competition, whatever. But I walked away from that game feeling like Colorado probably needs to find a new quarterback.
Yeah. He didn't. Like I said, I only saw one quarter, but he did not look very impressive.
Yeah. I watched the majority of the game, mm-hmm. and I was talking to someone on Twitter about this, and he was like, oh, well, you know, the OC didn't call a great game. And that's true. Pat Shermer didn't have a great game either. But there were about 3 to 5 passes that Salter missed mm-hmm. that were legitimate touchdowns if he makes them. And they were really the wide open receivers.
Wow. Okay. And that is the voice of Dom Taroski. He is here with me today producing the show. He was here last night as well, producing the High School Scoreboard Show. That's how we do it around here on the weekends. We are warriors around the clock, especially on holidays. I'm here today. I'm here Sunday. I'm here Monday. I will sleep good on Tuesday, sir. I don't know about you.
I was going to say, I'm doing the same schedule. Yeah. I think I'm with you Monday.
Yeah, there you go. Here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So, that's what happened on Friday. High school football, Georgia Tech. And I think Auburn won a pretty good game down in Baylor. You know, that's what happened last night. You know, and you probably knew that already. But there's been some things going on today as well, if you have not heard. Up in Columbus, there was a little bit of an upset. Maybe. Depends on who you ask. But definitely some news breaking.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier!
Okay, Howard. I mean, some people might say it was the equivalent of Frazier getting knocked out by George Foreman. I mean, this is the deal. You know, I don't know why in college football we want to disrespect national champions. I don't know why, because, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Come Thursday night, don't the Super Bowl champs get to open NFL football?
Yes, they do.
Every single year.
Cannot wait.
And aren't usually the defending Super Bowl champions usually considered the odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl the year after? Usually that's the case, right? Usually. So why does a national champion, Ohio State, playing at home, come in as the underdog? Now, technically, according to the gamblers, they were the favorite. They were like a 3-point favorite at home. But they were the number three team taking on the number one team, a team that they beat last year. I'm going to say that again. The defending national champions, Ohio State Buckeyes, playing at home to start their year, came in ranked lower than a team that they beat 8 months ago. Okay? Now, this is the deal. They say, oh, that's not the same Ohio State team that won a national championship. They lost their quarterback. They lost their wide receiver. They lost their this, that, and other. Well, last time I checked, Texas quarterback's gone. Last time I checked, I think Texas put about 10 guys in the NFL. They both lost. Weren't both their offensive tackles like top draft picks in the NFL draft? So if I'm a team that just won a national championship, I beat you, the team I'm playing today along the way, how are you ranked above me? Can somebody help me understand that? Well, I'll tell you what. Ohio State made a statement, okay? That's what they did. They said, look, we are the national champs. This is our house. And after the game, they talked to Coach Ryan Day. And Ryan Day had something very simple to say about the opponent on the other side. What'd you say, Coach?
But to be the man, you got to beat the man. And I'm saying, woo, right here. I'm the man.
Oh, that don't sound like Coach Ryan Day. That's what Coach Day?
That's that's the clip.
No, look, Day, I heard
that's quote.
They talked to Ryan Day after the game. I heard him.
All right, I got you. I got the right clip.
Ryan Day talked about playing Texas.
But to be the man, you got to beat the man. And I'm saying, woo, right here. I'm the man.
Okay, Coach Day. Okay. Yes, Ohio State, you are the man. In Texas, and definitely Coach Steve Sarkisian and Arch Manning, you are not the man. Ohio State, put some respect on their name, okay? They're national champs. They're in their house, and they took down Texas. I tell you, that man, Arch Manning, did not look very Heisman-ness. He did not look like the second coming or the next coming of the greatest quarterback of all time, because if you read all the press clippings, that's what they are saying. This is the future. Now, they did catch up with Coach Day, right? They did really talk to Coach Day. He did have some things to say about the game today. This is what he said about, you know, beating Texas in the first game.
I really like his composure. You know, we probably could open it up later in the game, but you know, his first start, we didn't want to do that to him. You know, we want, but I think he could have handled it. You know, this is a great start for him to win a game in his first start to beat the number one team in the country. Big time play over here. I thought he took care of the football. And then, what a start for him. But, you know, just a gutsy win for our team. It's a long season, so we got a long way to go. But I'm just proud of these guys. Gutsy win here to start.
Gutsy win. He's talking about his quarterback. I think Slayton is a redshirt freshman. He transferred in from Alabama.
Yeah, Julian Sand.
Yeah, you know, so one guy who used to play in the SEC or at least at SEC school taking on the supposed, you know, ruler of the SEC this year. Well, chalk up one for the guy who's not the headliner. The guy who is like, yeah, remember me? I think I was a five-star quarterback as well. Remember me? I think, you know, I can play this game too. Now, Julian Slayton didn't just tear it up. He had a decent game, threw for one touchdown. But I think what I saw mostly from Julian Slayton, he protected the ball. Didn't Arch get picked off twice? So Texas got a lot of things to do if they think they're going to be an SEC champion, which, hey, I mean, we could say the same thing about Kirby if he talked to Steve Karsicki. Last time I checked, the Georgia Bulldogs are the defending SEC champions last time I checked. And I bet you if Kirby had to talk to Sark right now, he might have something like, you know, something like, well, what would you say to Sark, Kirby, if you got him on the phone? What would you say?
But to be the man,
yeah, that's what you would
say. You got to beat the man, and I'm saying, woo, right here. I'm the man.
As Georgia right now is taking on Marshall. I mean, didn't we beat Texas twice last year? We
yes,
beat
them
in the regular season.
Yep.
Didn't we beat them in the SEC championship? Why is everybody trying to crown Texas before they played anything this year? Why? I saw like several predictions that said that the national championship game is going to be Texas versus pick somebody. Okay?
I ain't going to say it no more.
Yeah.
No, put some respect on my name.
Good one. Yes. Yes. Georgia runs the SEC, and right now, Ohio State is running college football. That's just the bottom line, okay? It is what it is. Now, the good part about this is, so number one goes down. The question will be, how far do they fall in next week's rankings, okay? Because your number two team has yet to play. I think they play later tonight. Your number three team, Alabama's playing right now, taking on Florida State in Florida, in Tallahassee. They're up 7-0. Your Georgia Bulldogs are putting a smackdown on Marshall already, up 14-0 here in the first quarter. You got Notre Dame playing tomorrow against Miami. That's another top 10 matchup. So Ohio State is going to be your new number one. No ifs, ands, or buts, they'll be your new number one. We'll see how far Texas falls. They could fall. I don't think they fall out of the top 10. You lost to the number three team in the country. We got two other matchups with top 10 opponents. So that means somebody's got to lose there. They fall to maybe 5, 6, or 7. We do know Georgia's going to move up. Georgia's going to pretty much beat Marshall, no problem. So that the LSU-Clemson matchup, that's your number four team playing another top 10 team. The winner of that will go up. So we'll see. I think probably dropping those 5 or 6, can't disrespect. We still got to put some respect on Texas's name. But there's definitely a chip in the armor because you scored 7 points in this game. It came in the fourth quarter. So that means what? You went 50 minutes, give or take? I think they scored that first touchdown with like 4 minutes
of play.
Yeah, it was
with like less than four
yeah.
minutes
so you
in
went
the
50,
fourth quarter.
You got shut out. Arch Manning, the presumptuous Heisman Trophy winner, the possible number one pick in next year's draft, maybe not, got shut out for 55 minutes. And I know Ohio State has Caleb Downs, arguably the best defensive player in the country, probably going to win the College Football Award as the best defensive player of the year. But I would say they're probably going to see some tougher defenses in the SEC than what they may have saw today in Columbus. So everybody's going to go watch this film. Will they make some adjustments? Of course they will. Will they play better? Probably. You know, maybe that's a type of showing that you see from a team who didn't play a preseason game, a quarterback who didn't have a chance to get any live reps. You can't duplicate things in practice. So their offense will get better. Their defense played well. But the number one team in the country, I think not. So down goes Texas. A whole other slate of games going on right now. Games tonight. We got games on Monday, Sunday. It's Labor Day weekend. It's college football kickoff weekend. This is one of the biggest, best college football kickoff weekends that I can remember in some time. So when we come back, well, I bet we better show some love to Georgia Tech because they did a good job last night. We'll also go through some of the scores of the early games. This is Time Out with Eric Slaughter, Sports Radio 929 Game.
I ain't gonna say it no more. Put some respect on my name.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Did Haynes King make a statement last night that he should be a front runner for ACC Player of the Year? He is going to put up big numbers both running and throwing the ball this season. I mean, last night, 156 rushing yards, three touchdowns, another 143 through the air. Now, I didn't see the early parts of the game. I think he turned the ball over a couple times early in the game, but it's not how you start.
Yep.
It's how you finish. On primetime, national TV, against arguably the biggest brand in college football right now. Is Colorado the biggest brand in college football right now? Coach Prime is probably the biggest coaching brand for sure. Him and his gold headset. You know,
I got a pair of glasses.
You know, he got his gold chain on with the whistle. So there's probably no denying that Coach Prime is probably the biggest brand as far as coaches goes. I mean, Saban's gone. Okay, if Saban was still in the game, he'd be the brand. And for much as I love Kirby Smart, Kirby doesn't really, you know, he wins, but he's not really that known household type of guy. You know, he's respected amongst his peers. He's one of the best in the business, but he doesn't have that je ne sais quoi like Coach Prime does.
Kirby himself is not a draw. Like, people will go to a Colorado game just to see Deion Sanders. Exactly. No one goes to, like, a Georgia Bulldogs game just to see Kirby Smart. Yeah.
But I tell you what, I've seen Kirby show up at local events. The man needs a bodyguard, and he's so nice. So I was at high school baseball playoffs this past year. I was at what school was that? I was at Holy Innocence Episcopal. Him and his son showed up. He was with, because I think his son is either going to Holy Innocence or about to go to Holy Innocence. His son's a really good baseball player. He was with Champ Bailey, who is still like one of his best friends to this day. And he shows up with his son. He walks in casual shorts and a polo shirt. And of course, everybody in the building is like, "Oh, that's Kirby Smart. That's Kirby Smart." And as he's walking, he's taking selfies, he's shaking hands, and he's like, "Man, I'm just here to hang out and watch this high school baseball playoff game." And just so, you know, the man needed an escort to get through the crowd, but he was kind with his time. He doesn't seem like he's not approachable. Big-time celebrity. Big-time, you know, nice guy. But probably not the biggest brand in college football coaching circles. That's Prime. He was on display last night. He never had any emotion on his face, what I saw. Just never changed anything. Just stood there looking like, you know, he had somewhere else to be. And his team did not execute going down the stretch. Defensively, they had a little bit of decent players, but offensively, they definitely lacked a little bit. And Haynes King took advantage of it in the fourth quarter, drove his team down after I think they were tied and got that big win. And now the question is this. You got Garner Webb coming up this week for Georgia Tech. That should be an easy home victory. Do not let it become a trap game, Coach Key. Do not let your guys start looking ahead to Clemson that you have in week 3. You've got to stay focused. You cannot go out there and be like, "Oh, we'll win this game pretty easily," because the week after that, you've got Clemson, which is currently ranked number 4, coming to your house. That will be... what's his name? Cabe Klubnik? How you say that quarterback?
Cade Klubnik.
Okay, yes. Cade Klubnik, who some people say will be another possible Heisman candidate for Clemson. If you bring them into your house and you can take down Clemson, Georgia Tech will be on a quick ascend. Georgia Tech might get some votes for top 25 this week. With the way they finished last year, I'm surprised they weren't a preseason 22 or 23, maybe. I think they could have felt a little disrespected about that. After this week's win at Colorado, they'll get some votes. You take care of Gardner Webb, should beat them mighty handily, and then you get the chance to prove to the country that Georgia Tech is back, that Georgia Tech has a chance to win the ACC. I said it about 2 months ago. Would it not be so cool in this town if Georgia Tech is winning the ACC and Georgia wins the SEC in the same year? I don't think that's ever happened. Not in the 30 years I've lived here. I mean, the possibilities are there. Both teams have tough schedules. Georgia will have a lot of early year contests. As a matter of fact, I think in week 3, September 13th, they'll have both of them have really good games. Is that not – does Georgia not play Alabama in week 3? Let's take a look at the Georgia schedule. No, that'll be Tennessee and Knoxville. So on September 13th, 2 weeks from today, both of the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets and the Georgia Bulldogs will have real good opportunities to make early season statements. Georgia Tech will be hosting Clemson. Georgia will be at Tennessee, and Tennessee had a big win today. Tennessee is on the come up. They're looking to get back to being a top 10, top 5 program. The coach there is doing a good job recruiting. They're spending a lot of money, and they want to be back in the conversation of being one of the best teams in the country.
Just a quick update.
Yeah.
The last time that Georgia and Georgia Tech won their respective conferences in the same year, 1990.
1990?
Yes.
Well, that was Georgia Tech's...
They got the
half national championship with Colorado, yep. Of all teams.
And then Georgia did win the SEC that year. Georgia Tech also won the ACC.
In 1990. If anybody could ask a trivia question, who was the quarterback at Georgia in 1990? Probably was Eric Zier. I'm going to bet it was Eric Zier, a young Eric Zier just tearing up SEC. You know, when Eric Zier left University of Georgia, he was the SEC's all-time leading passer. Am I right?
It says, looks like it was Greg Talley and Preston Jones.
Never heard of either one of them. Wow. And those were the guys?
In 1990.
Wow, yep. Okay. I'm sure the Georgia fans and Tech fans that are diehard knew exactly who their quarterbacks were in 1990. But, hey, that's been 35 years. It's been 35. So it has been done before that Georgia Tech and Georgia – can win the conference at the same time. I think it could repeat in 2025, but they got to do it on the field. It would be so cool if going into good old-fashioned hate on the Friday after Thanksgiving, both of these teams are like, look, we're going to play this game, but we both got conference championship games to get ready for next week. How cool would that be? How amazing in this town, because this year the game's at Tech, only a mile and a half from where I am right now in Colony Square, 14th Street. How absolutely amazing would it be if we're going into this game and the one thing we're saying is, man, we can't get nobody hurt because both of y'all have something to do next week. Would be something like both coaches coming in, hey, Kirby, hey, Brent, what's up, man? Let's rest our starters because we both have something bigger to play for. We both have our conference championships and our automatic bid into the college football playoffs at hand. That would never happen. That would totally never happen. Let's have an organized scrimmage for clean old-fashioned hate. Ooh, that would never happen. That would never happen. As Georgia is now up 14-0 in the second quarter over Marshall. Some other big scores from today. Let's see. So right now, at this very moment, there are like six top 25 teams in action. Florida State. Y'all remember when Florida State was a good football team? It really was only like 3 years ago when they got robbed.
It wasn't last year.
Yeah, well, not what. So it was 2 years ago then when they got robbed after a 13-0 regular season and was held out of the college football playoffs. Well, they're playing Alabama today in Tallahassee, and so far it's 7-7. Alabama's breaking in. A new quarterback, Ty Simpson or something like that. He's been riding the bench for 2 years, backing up, being a backup, waited his time, mm-hmm. and now he gets his chance. He beat out 5-star freshman Kaleon Russell. So we'll see what the Ty Simpson era at Alabama becomes, but I like it when Florida State's a good team. You know, that's another team that Georgia Tech will have to make sure that they say, hey, you know, you can come back, but not this year. Not this year, because this year's ours. Who else is playing right now? I think, wow, Georgia State got to play Ole Miss later tonight.
Yeah.
That's going to be a...
Wait. No,
oh, that's
no,
your team.
Yeah, no, no faith?
That's your team.
No faith in the state way?
Going
Light
into,
it blue?
Going into, where does Ole Miss play in? What city they play in?
I don't know the name of their stadium.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they play in, so Mississippi State plays in Starksville. Ole Miss plays in, I know it, it's right outside Memphis. But going in there with Lane and that offense and how they come out and walk through the crowd like that, that's a tough environment. I don't know. I mean, Coach Dell, who is a regular here now on Sports Radio 92 in the game, is going to try to get that Georgia State program to a new level. But going into
Oxford,
yes, that's where they play. Oxford, SEC on Saturday night. Don't you know that bourbon been pouring all day? don't know, man.
Hey, man, we SEC ain't nothing for us. You saw what we did to Vanderbilt last year.
You kidding me, right? You kidding me, right? You know what?
Vanderbilt beat Bama.
It's funny. Vanderbilt beat Bama in, what's the name? Diego Pavia? Is that their quarterback?
Yeah.
He is the second leading or the second highest NIL guy in college football this year.
He talks.
Is that what it is?
He's
getting like something like $4 million or just over $4 million in his NIL. He's the second highest paid NIL guy in college football this year. It's not Arch Manning. It's not Carson Beck. It's not, you know, the quarterback from Ohio State or the wide receivers from Ohio State. Number two. Number one is, I forget who number one is, but they came out last week. But number two is Diego Pavia from Vanderbilt. The young man is getting a good bag being the quarterback at Vanderbilt. Who would figure? I mean, I would think the starting pitcher on the baseball team would make more than the quarterback for the Vanderbilt football team. But no, they are actually paying this young man big money with his NIL deal plus whatever he gets from the school. I mean, the world has changed. The world has changed for what these young men are making now playing college football. Some of them before they even make it to campus, they're getting their deals, you know, as a freshman, before they even suit up, they're getting their packages and making money, making more than most of the working adults in the world. I'm not going to get on the soapbox. For years, college football players were not paid at all, and everyone said, no, they deserve something, and now they're getting quite a bit, and everybody's like, well, you said they needed to get paid. Here they go. So we'll see. I'll cheer for you. How about this, Dom? I'll cheer for your Panthers. I'll pray for your Panthers.
I appreciate it.
You know, I'm not going to sit here and say I want Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss to beat Georgia State.
Listen, all I'm saying is Georgia State, we kind of got a thing with showing some SEC teams how it's done. Had to show Vanderbilt how it's done. Went up to Tennessee not a few years ago.
That was like 20 years ago, wasn't it?
Hey, man.
It's
still in the record
books. Second field goal?
Something like that, yeah. We won.
Okay. All right. Hey, that means there is a precedent. Your Honor, Georgia State versus Tennessee says that a Atlantic Sun team or whatever conference they play in out of Atlanta, Georgia, can beat an SEC team.
Absolute coin toss. I don't care what no one says.
Sustained. I'm not going to overrule it. Well, that game's at 7:45. That's probably it's on the SEC Network. I doubt a game of that magnitude would be the ESPN Saturday night.
We didn't get prime
SEC
time.
Game, no.
We didn't get a prime time.
You got prime
slot.
Time. You just didn't get a national TV slot.
Oh, okay.
That game's probably going to be like LSU and Clemson. Well, that's on ABC. The ESPN game, Texas A&M. Texas A&M is the late ESPN game. And they are currently ranked 19th in the country. They're taking on the University of Texas, San Antonio. That's actually going to be a pretty good game because UTSA is actually a much better team than a lot of people think. So, big weekend of college football. One of the biggest that I can remember. We haven't even talked about the Florida Gators yet. Who else in the SEC that's playing this weekend? We haven't talked about, but we know LSU, Tennessee. Auburn had that big win last night. We'll go through some of the other SEC scores and ACC scores when we come back. This time out with Eric Slaughter here on this Saturday, Sports Radio 92.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Not a game. Well, somewhere, Mike Bell's smiling ear to ear. I guarantee he's got a smile on his face and a cold beverage in one of his hands. But Florida State is up 14-7, currently over Alabama, and looking pretty good doing it. Sports Radio 929 The Game. Time out here with Eric Slaughter. Welcome back. At 5 o'clock, we're going to go ahead and turn our attention to the NFL. My guy Aaron Freeman is going to join me as the Falcons. NFL, we're 1 week away. I mean, and this time next week, it'll be back to normal. We'll have college football only on Saturdays, you know, sometimes on Thursdays and Fridays. And we'll have the NFL on Sundays. This week, I think we got NFL Thursday night. We got NFL Friday night. Of course, we got NFL Sunday and Monday. So, I mean, this is a beautiful time of year. Just a beautiful time of year. Because you're going to get college football today. You'll get college football tomorrow. And then isn't Monday night the Bill Belichick Bowl? Isn't that a Monday night? Yeah.
Yeah, that's Labor TCU Day. In yep. North Carolina.
The Bill Belichick Bowl. The Bill Belichick era. The hoodie era of North Carolina football.
I'm interested to see.
Is he going to wear a hoodie?
Of course. That's never changing. I'm so interested to see what this team looks like, though. This is such a wild experiment that I've been so excited to see how it unfolds.
Really?
Yes.
I could care less.
You know what it is? Because of everything that's going on around it. It's because we know that you're really only trying to use this to leverage your way back into the NFL.
I don't think so. I hope this man.
Bill don't want nothing to do with a bunch of 18 and 19-year-olds.
Then why is he doing it? Shame. You know what?
Because the NFL really told him no.
Shame on him. You're 70, blah, blah, blah. You're rich as you can be. You've got 6 NFL championships. Go right off on the sunset with your 25-year-old girlfriend, okay? Why is your ego really that big, Bill Belichick, that you have to be somebody's head coach? And if you couldn't get an NFL job, if Arthur Blank, thank God, did not hire you, that would have been the worst decision we could have ever made here in this town, hiring Bill Belichick. Is your ego really that big that you have to be involved in the game, that you're going to take a college job that you really don't want so you can set up your son to be the coach in waiting? Because that's what this is, right?
He named
his son the coach in waiting. And North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I don't know nothing about You know what I know about North Carolina Chapel Hill? I know Michael Jordan, Dean Smith, James Worthy, you know. I mean, in the history of the program, okay, Lawrence Taylor, and give me somebody else.
And I mean, more than anything, though, like Bill's replacing Mac, which is a bigger thing.
But at least Mac Brown was a college coach, okay? Mac Brown was a lifelong college coach, won national championships. He got North Carolina, I guess, to their, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say I know the history of North Carolina football, but I'm going to take a pretty good gander that if we go to the record books, there's probably never been a national championship in football at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill. Okay? They got a few in basketball last time I checked. Guess what? The women's soccer team, heck of good, hella good. I do believe the lacrosse team, pretty darn good. Women's basketball might have one. But the North Carolina football history, you're not going to sit here and say to me or convince me or tell me that, man, what you're sleeping on the tradition of North Carolina football for? Because there isn't one. Okay? There's not one. That's just like saying Duke football. They play it to waste, they play it to get ready for basketball season. They play it to give the student base something to do until late October, early November. That's what they play football for in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and Durham and places like that.
And all that changes when Bill Belichick steps on the field.
For what? For what? I don't recall. Now, I know they got some guys in the transfer portal, but I do not recall seeing North Carolina's recruiting class being ranked like in the top 10, top 15, something like that. I don't recall somebody saying, oh, did you see North Carolina sign 20 ESPN 300 guys? No, that was Texas. That was Georgia. That was Texas A&M. They bought them all, but that was Texas A&M. Okay? It wasn't North Carolina. It wasn't. Yes, they got some guys in the transfer portal. As a matter of fact, I don't have the ACC preseason predicted order of finish in front of me, but I'm going to name five teams without even blinking an eye that I know are predicted to be better than North Carolina. Clemson, they're predicted to be better than North Carolina. Virginia Tech is predicted to be better than North Carolina. Georgia Tech is predicted to be better than North Carolina. Louisville is predicted to be better than North Carolina. And just like Cat Williams says, I'll wait. Can somebody tell me who won the ACC last year? I know. This is a trick question. Yes, it is. That would be the Southern Methodist Mustangs, who are now in ACC. They are predicted to be better than North Carolina this year. Okay? Okay? Miami, maybe? How many teams I got to throw out there? Isn't Syracuse in the ACC? I mean, all these teams are predicted to be better than North Carolina. You're not going to tell me that North Carolina was predicted to be better than any of those teams. You're not.
24/7 Sports had them with the 36th ranked recruiting class.
30? Really?
Yeah.
24/7 smoking that stuff. 24/7 smoking that stuff. Okay, fine. That was 2020, not 2026. The guys that are freshmen coming in.
Yes, I believe okay. So. I'm looking at it here. 2025.
I hope all of them are starting. I hope all those guys, you only can sign 25. So I guess you can get 22 stars out there. Pull up the ACC predicted order of finish. Please do that, sir. And tell me where North Carolina was predicted to finish, because the ACC got rid of, no, okay, the SEC got rid of divisions. I think the ACC still has the Coastal and the Atlantic. So I think they're in the Coastal. I don't really know. I know that it was a big deal when the SEC got rid of divisions and they just put all the teams 1 through 16 and the top two teams will play in the SEC championship. That was a big deal. I like that decision. Let them all play, and then the 1 versus 2 is what it is, because I hate it when you've got one side of the East or the West that's dominating and the team that comes out the other side is just average, and the other teams like, hey, Alabama was 13-1, or Georgia was 13-1, and Florida was 12-2, but yet we got to play a team from the West that was 8-4. I don't like that when it happens. Yes, the number one team should play the number two team. Great for the SEC for making that change. Okay, what did you find, sir?
Trying to see here where exactly their preseason rankings was. I believe they're about 10th. Yeah, they're about
12.
Yeah, 11, it looks like.
11.
Something
11.
Like that for the ACC.
I named off 7. That means out of now, I mean, let's what is it, 17 teams in the ACC nowadays, 19 teams, something crazy like
Who
that.
Who knows?
You know, 25 teams. But you're not even in the top half, okay? You're in the bottom half of your predicted conference order of finish. And you're the greatest coach of all time. Now, yes, you got to let the man get there. You got to let the man get his recruits in. You got to let the man put in his system. He's got to find his Tom Brady. Not going to happen. He got to find his give me somebody else. He got to find his, what's the new coach at? He got to find his Mike Vrabel.
Oh, yeah, he's got to
find his Vince Wilfork.
Yeah, he needs to find his Josh McDaniels. Yeah. He needs to find his Matt Patricia.
Well, I mean, I don't know who his coaches is, but I know who his players were. You know, he's got to find his, who else did he have up there in New England? He got to find his one-year Randy Moss.
And correction, I'm sorry, UNC was 8. I was looking at NC State. NC State was 10. It looks like UNC was ranked 8th.
8th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
You said 7.
I said 7. There you go. And I did not cheat. I did not look at the ACC predicted order to finish. But I named 7 teams, and I probably bet NC State might be better than them. I bet you Wake Forest predicted last, right? Is Wake Forest predicted last?
Second to last. Stanford is actually predicted last.
How bad is that? First off, Cal, Stanford are both in the ACC, correct?
Cal, and that's your bottom three in the ACC right now.
Wake Forest, Cal, and Stanford.
Yep, Cal, okay. In that order. Cal, Wake Forest, Stanford.
The fact that Cal and Stanford are in the ACC... ACC stands for Atlantic Coast Conference.
Makes no sense.
Okay?
None whatsoever.
Two teams from the state of California, two teams from the coast. I mean, I guess the whole state of California is on the coast. But, I mean, I'm sure that Cal and Stanford don't have to drive that far to get to see the Pacific Ocean. You know what I'm saying? They ain't got to go from Berkeley. So Cal is in Berkeley and Stanford is in Palo Alto. The trip from their campus to the shoreline of the Pacific Ocean is not very far. And the fact that these teams, at least what? So 4, 5, so they're going to play 8, 9 conference games? So let's say they play 4. 4 of those games, unless, of course, they play each other. But possibly 4 of those games are going to be halfway across the country unless they can make a stop in Texas to play Southern Meth. Which, once again, how's these teams in the ACC? Louisville. Okay, maybe if they got a Louisville, that's only, you know, you cut a couple thousand miles off. But if you got to leave Palo Alto, California, and travel all the way to Miami to take on the Miami Hurricanes, you better leave 3 days early, okay? Because not only are you changing time zones, you're practically traveling from the furthest south point of the country, Miami, Florida, to almost one of the furthest north points in Northern California.
Yep.
That's easily 3,000-4,000 miles. And that's what the state of college football is right now. That's absolutely crazy. And I bet you Cal, one of those two teams go to Miami this year. I'd make any bet one of those two teams go to Miami this year. That's crazy. That is crazy. But Stanford, I will bet you this because what's the quarterback that went back to Stanford to be the GM? Quarterback from the Colts, Andrew Luck. I will bet you Andrew Luck gets Stanford back to prominence before Bill Belichick and North Carolina get anywhere near a top ranking. I have much more confidence, and even though Andrew Luck is not the coach, he's the GM of the team, and he's going to be running the – as a matter of fact, I think he's like the GM of the whole athletic conference. I don't know at Cal, but I know he's the GM of Stanford football. I would bet that he and the coach there and director of recruiting, whoever they are, get Stanford to the top of the ACC before North Carolina ever gets anywhere close.
Stanford does play Miami in Miami.
In Miami.
On October 25th.
In Miami. They're going to leave Palo Alto on Wednesday for a Saturday game. That's absolutely insane. And same thing for Miami. If you are Miami and you are Carson Beck in your new Hurricanes outfit, and like, yep, get on the plane. We're going all the way. So that's Stanford. So that means Miami might have to go to Cal. We're going to Berkeley. I mean, it's a cool trip to California, but you're going to be tired. Your legs are going to be swollen, you know, because that's a heck of a trip to go all the way from Miami to Northern California to play a conference game. Now, think about it like this, though. We're talking about football. Think about a volleyball team in the middle of the week for a Tuesday night volleyball match traveling from Miami all the way to Northern California. The baseball teams, the softball teams, lacrosse, all those other sports that are now ACC, that's an ACC conference matchup. All those 39 other sports that the ACC plays, that all those teams got to travel all that way. Those teams that don't have that big of a budget, you know, they ain't flying first class and staying in luxury hotels. No, they ain't coach. You know, if you're that 6'1" volleyball player, you're in the middle seat and we're sleeping in a small hotel, you're getting a double bed. How much fun is that for you? Yeah, a lot of fun. But that's what we live in now. We got teams all over. I mean, same thing in the Big Ten. You know, think about it. When Rutgers has to travel to USC or UCLA from New Jersey to Southern California to play a game, okay? Penn State, number 2 team in the country. A lot of people think they could be finally the year they win it. Traveling all the way from, Pennsylvania, from State College to Los Angeles to play UCLA for a Big Ten conference game. Absolutely insane. Sports Radio 929 game. Timeout with Eric Slaughter. Okay. We're going to college football break for a minute. Take a timeout on college football. We're going to talk about our Falcons. We've made some roster moves. And we'll see if we're ready to get this winning season underway next week. Aaron Freeman joins me next here to talk about the Falcons and the Bucks. Sports Radio 929 the game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.